Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Simon from What Culture here with the one and only Enzo. How are we doing, Enzo?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it, but yesterday was the best day of my life.
Why so?
You wouldn't believe what happened.
Tell me, man.
You want to know what happened?
I do, yeah.
I wake up today. Today's better than yesterday.
No, I love it. There you go. Boom.
Unbelievable, guys.
That reminds me of a quote I had once. Like, if somebody offered you $10 million, but the catch was you can't wake up tomorrow, you'd never take $10 million because waking up is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I like that. That's true, bro. Anytime you wake up, you succeed. And probably failed at the attempt to end it the night before, but I'm all right, guys. I'm here.
It's a genuine pleasure to see you. What have you been up to, man? Because, I mean, you've kind of been here, there, and everywhere. How is the world of Enzo?
I need the UK fans to start streaming some Real One music. R-E-A-L, number one. I got Rock, too, now. Real One and the How You Doing Band. You want to hear my rap? It's Real One.
Do it.
You want to hear my Rock? Real One and the How You Doing Band.
Do it.
I spent 2-3 years... building out a music studio and recording music, creating a band, and operating a business, man. So not necessarily hitting the road every weekend, but I've been making my rounds, getting back in the ring, in an effort to encompass all these things at the same time. So I have a podcast coming out called The Realest Champs Podcast. Shout out Nori, EFN, and the Drink Champs guys for hooking me up my first podcast deal. And I got the Gimmicks cartoon with Talking Shop guys, Gallows Anderson and Rocky Romero. That's Mila Kunis' show. So, Mila Kunis, thank you for letting me be a part of that. And Ashton Kutcher, you guys are awesome. It's an NFT platform. It's on a Discord. So check out therealgimmicks.com. And you can see the cartoon that is South Park meets the WWE with zero given.
There we go. Because we are a wrestling-based platform, though, how do you see 2022 planning out? You know, do you have any certain goals in mind? Because the industry kind of feels more open now than it has been in a while.
Just remember, we know what the pencil is in wrestling, right?
Yeah.
The guy with the pencil determines what's happening that night. Who's wrestling who and what's happening, right? Well, you ain't got... all pencils are number two, and I'm number one, so I never give a fuck about the pencil. But I don't control it, man. I don't have the pencil at any company or any promotion. All I can control is what I can do. And what I do right now is write. I write a lot. And everything I ever did on TV, I wrote. Unlike Dwayne Johnson. Okay? That's real. That's real. That's real. But
the last thing I was expecting you to say. Man, I love it.
It's the truth, man. I'm the best of all time. The boat, bro. Nobody wants to rock the boat. People are scared, I think. If I walk out there... guys, it's what I do. I steal the show. I steal the show, Zoe. So I've been open to opportunity and haven't been reluctant to turn down great opportunities to get in the ring with great opponents.
Yeah.
And, you know, despite any preconceived notions, I have no f***ing ego. When you're as good as I am at this shit, you don't care if you win or lose. You don't care what the f*** happens. So I lost to Jerry the King Lawler in a casket match, right? That was great. I lost to Ricky Morton with a Canadian Destroyer. He's 65. If you've been in the business for 30, 40, 50 years, 60 maybe, I'll lay down for you.
Nice.
I'll lay down.
Well, I'll lay down for you as well. You can beat me.
Yeah, bro.
I'm nobody, but
look,
still.
Man, I made a career. And that's why I say the f*** the pencil, right? I only worry about the pen. Everything I write is permanent. Sticks, motherfucker.
I do have a quick question for something you just said a minute ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You said you wrote everything that you did in WWE.
Everything that was good.
How did you get that sort of creative freedom? Because a lot of people say it's hard to get that.
Dusty Rhodes, baby. Dusty Rhodes, thank you. Rest in peace. I love you and I owe you everything. And I also owe Triple H a great degree of gratitude, man. Triple H, and Dusty gave me a microphone, and they gave me creative liberty, and it translated from NXT directly to the main roster. Vince McMahon also gave me that creative freedom. I mean, he's a billionaire, and if he trusts you with the lifeblood of his company on the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw, I was supposed to be in the main event. I got a microphone. I could curse. I could say something wrong. I was on a PG product. I never cursed, never gave the middle finger, never stuck anything up anybody's candy ass, never broke out a table, because those are what I would like to call a cheap pop. And I don't drink RC Cola, okay? I earned every pop I ever got as a certified PGG, nice. Okay? I made you think I was spitting venom. But I didn't do it alone. I did it with Big Cass. I will not take all the credit. It was a magical thing being out there with him. And happy to see the big guy back out on his feet doing Impact.
Oh, yeah, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just had a couple matches in MLW, some storytelling. And, I mean, I think people will be interested to see what I did in MLW when it airs. So
I
just had a couple days there that were interesting. So as far as pro wrestling is concerned, I'm looking at 2022, as you asked, as a year of opportunity, man. So throw it at me. You know, the only thing I take advantage of is opportunity. Not women, not nothing. Just f***ing opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And when you are writing all that stuff, where does it come from? Is it just up here? Do you write and you edit? You write and you edit? Is it just natural?
I've written more pro wrestling content than any pro wrestler ever will and ever did. And no one's ever going to catch up with me. I mean, it's f***ing over. It's f***ing done. I wrote books. All right, so I need people to understand. I have a degree in writing in college, right? You got to write a 100-page thesis paper to graduate. That's 20,000 words. About 200 pages is about 20,000 words. It's like a script in a movie is about 200 pages. Yeah. I have over 1 million words written, hands down. Scripts, screenplays, things that I write, and eventually I'll write a book, but for now I'll probably just talk and make a podcast. Hopefully that'll pop off.
It all counts, man. It all goes towards the bottom line, right?
Yeah, man. No, writing is the most fundamental loss proponent in this entire business. If you're a young pro wrestler and you think for 1 second that Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes weren't writing shit down, you're fucking lying to yourself, all right? Anybody who says, oh, I went out there on the fly. Yeah, I've done plenty of shit on the fly. You saw I roasted every single cruiserweight in a segment that I had to pull time on a microphone because the segment before us went short. So I got extra time on mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, if I got extra time and you give me a microphone, don't worry about a thing. I'll find a way to fill that void, all right?
Hell yeah, man.
So I did that on the fly, right? But, man, all of that comes because I wrote so much. When you write so much, it ends up in your back pocket.
Yeah.
And if you were a pro wrestler, here's my advice to you. Look at the roster you're on and come up with 3 jokes for every single person on the roster. 3. I never saw a single motherfucker walk through the door at NXT that I didn't have at least 3 jokes for. I was ready at any moment. And then when I got my moment in the main event of the Raw, Monday Night Raw, 205 Live, Cruiserweight Roast that became infamous for me, that was my opportunity. I had the jokes ready. I was prepared.
Smart, man. Well, failed to prepare, prepared to fail, right?
I also didn't think I was going to be a pro wrestler. I didn't think they would let me because I never had a match. I made a viral video. I got hired by WWE. So I thought I was just going to be Big Cass's manager.
Yeah.
So I was just focusing on the promos, man. I watched a shit ton of Bobby Heenan. I watched a lot of Charlie Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin will make you laugh and tell a story without saying a word. Yeah. That's brilliant. And I watched a lot of Jim Carrey. Stole a lot of facials and mannerisms from Jim Carrey.
That's pretty smart, though, man, right? Get to that mainstream stuff and bring it in.
I'm the GOATs, man. When I watch pro wrestling, I like to watch the best that ever did it. I watch The Rock, Stone Cold, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Hulk Hogan. The guys who were f***ing over. There's only one rule in wrestling, and it's get over.
So how did you find it? You get brought in to be a manager, and then you get told, you're a wrestler now. How was that?
I can hate telling the story because I've told it so many times.
Oh, sorry, man. I apologize.
It's all good. I debut in NXT to do a job. I've never had a match before in a live event, and I didn't even have a name. Wasn't Enzo Amore. I had pitched it. I find out the day that I go to NXT, I'm eating a donut, that I'm going to debut against Mason Ryan to make him look good. All the boys knew I was lights out in promos, so all the boys were stood up and cheered for me in the back when I debuted, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, Enzo's getting a mic. John Cena was backstage. John Cena was booked to keep the house in the dark segment because we just became NXT. We were FCW.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had to book main event talent for the dark seg to keep the people. Well, Cena stands up and goes, bada boom, realest guy in a room after he repeats what I said. I don't know this. I'm in the ring. I get out. John Cena asks me to go out to the ring with him when the show's over. I'm so green. I don't realize that I just booked my own tag team. I told John Cena Big Cass was my tag team partner, right? Big Cass was not my tag team partner. Next thing we know, we're in Gorilla and Triple H and Bill DeMott are looking at us like, what the fuck? John Cena's like, yeah, these guys are coming out with me in the dark seg. We're like, we're out there. I said soft. Well, Damian Sandow is out there. He's the intellectual savior of the masses.
I remember Damian Sandow, absolutely.
Smart guy, right? How many dimples are there on a golf ball? You're so smart. 168 dimples on a golf ball. You know how many dimples there are on my hind end? Zero. Want to know why? Because you're SAWFT soft. That's where that came from. Big Cass, you're 7 foot tall. You can't teach that, Sandow. Not at any institution. I'm a certified G Bonafide, so you can't teach that. These organic things like the Austin 316 playing off Jake with the Bible. I was playing off Sandow. That's how we got our gimmick, right? John Cena repeats when I said soft. The whole crowd starts saying it. I'm not booked on live events for 4 more weeks. Neither is Cass. We show up to NXT TV. Ryback's feuding with Cena. Ryback's in the dark. They say Enzo and Cass about 5 minutes before Ryback's about to hit the ring. Enzo and Cass, put your gear on. You're going out. Hey, ladies, you're into Meathead. You got a real cheap date in the ring right there. All you got to do is take him to the local Golden Corral. And then we just named everything at the buffet, and we said, how you doing in between it? We got how you doing and soft off, and you can't teach that in the first two promos in dark segments that was never seen. So you're in the UK, right?
Yeah.
We come to the UK for the first time. I don't even realize that f***ing you guys know who I am.
Oh, yeah.
Mind-blowing. That little Orlando crowd, the greatest crowd ever, thank you for everything. Those people made me look like a star with saying my shit to a point where when I went to the UK, you guys knew it. I came down the ring and everybody was saying it with me. I was like, holy f***. So, yeah.
We love that stuff, man.
We were just riding the roller coaster, bro. And nobody had more fun than me and Cass. Out of the ring, in the ring, backstage with women. It was a great time to be Enzo and Cass. But now we've calmed down. We've got girls. It's life, man. It's life. It's a process.
That's so good. Enzo, I can't top that. Thank you very much, my friend.
I know you can. I'm the best. Best of all time. The ride the boat, baby. How you doing?
Done. Like, share, subscribe. See ya.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.